A reading from 1 Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. The word of the Lord.
There are times when I'm simply amazed at how little humanity has changed over the last 2,000 or so years. And there are so many ways in which things are drastically different, so many advances in technology, so many shifts in our culture, and yet, in some really key and simple manners, humanity is exactly the same. Take a look at Paul's letter for a moment, right? That he says he treats the Corinthian church like infants in Christ who need milk, not solid food. So often, our time here in the mornings begins with an opportunity for us to think about the cultural context in which the biblical authors were writing, because most of us have never been a shepherd, and many of us have not planted mustard seeds, and none of us live in a society that claims that Christianity is a threat to the empire. But this morning, Paul chooses an image that has proven to be timeless. A baby's need for the appropriate food. Now, I don't think that it was Paul's intention to point towards the ever-expanding marketplace of baby food that exists in the year 2020. I sincerely doubt that a sweet potato, kale, and carrot puree was in Paul's mindset at the time. But all of us can connect to this image. Even if you don't have children yourself, you were a child once. There was a point at which you were only sustained by the milk that you were given. And as you grew in wisdom and ability, slowly solid food was added to your diet. With our son being about 6.5 months old at this point, this metaphor seems to be hitting particularly close to home. But I think it's helpful that if we just expand out the implications of what this might mean. See, at birth, that infant cries out for one thing. It cries out for milk, the only thing that can sustain its life. And we're fortunate enough to live in a time and in a place where there are multiple ways to fill that need, but the base need is the same. The infant needs milk. Sometimes, even in the middle of the church, the pastor's son, that infant needs, that's what happens. This is what they cry out for. They long for this thing, and they need it all the time. Once is not enough. Every 2 to 3 hours, these infants are crying out again and again, feed me more of this thing that gives me life. In the same way, we as infants in Christ cry out for that simple gospel message, that only message that can bring us life. That message of God's sacrificial love for us. And we need it all the time. Because hearing it once is not enough to sustain us. And so we need to hear it over and over and over again. And then as the months pass, perhaps the feedings get a little bit more spread out, but the base need is the same. There is still only one thing that can sustain that infant's life. And we too, though perhaps we need to be reminded less often, need to have a soul diet of this gospel message. Now, eventually, we get to the stage of rice cereal, which is probably the grossest stage that we hit. But we get to this stage of rice cereal, this stage that's still milk-based, but with a little something more. And it's a short stage, because as soon as the infant realizes there's more to this world than milk alone, that's all that they want. It's all that they crave. And so we very quickly move into the purees. And we use the term solid food loosely when we get to this point. But we move into the purees. And I don't know that purees were part of Paul's understanding of how babies were fed, but it's how we understand babies being fed, so we'll roll with it for now. And we get to this stage at which suddenly the infant is getting more nutrition. New things are coming into its world, and yet the majority of its diet is still that base milk. So for us in our spiritual life, we might think about the ways in which we start to ask more intentional questions of our faith. We wrestle more deeply with Scripture. We challenge the things that we've just taken for granted in the past. And yet all of it with an understanding that the majority of our diet is still that message of grace. That gospel message being spoken over us again and again and again. Now, eventually, the infant grows, becomes a toddler, and food that actually resembles food is introduced. And the infant, the toddler, now begins to grow even more. They begin to run and play and read and talk and all these incredible gifts that they have because they're taking in solid food. And yet, every pediatrician I've ever spoken to continues to point to the need to maintain that milk in the diet. That in order for the solid food to be processed in the best way, in order for the child to grow in the best possible way, there still needs to be that milk, that understanding of that base unit of nutrition coming into their life. And so too we, as we grow in our faith, as we ask hard questions, as we reach the places in which simple answers are no longer going to sustain us, we need to maintain that base level, that base level of God's message for us. You know, there's a story about Martin Luther that's probably apocryphal, but the sentiment is nice, so we'll tell it anyway. And he was supposedly, after the Reformation had kind of settled down, things are a little bit calmer in the world in which he lives, and he's pastoring a church. And one Sunday, after a Sunday sermon, a parishioner comes up to him and says, "Pastor, why is it that week after week after week, all you ever preach to us is the gospel?" And Luther looks at this parishioner, and I imagine with love in his eyes, because that's how I like to imagine it happening, and says, "Because week after week after week, you forget it. Because week after week, we come as a people not ready for solid food, but a people crying out for milk, crying out for that simple gospel message of God's love and grace poured out for us. Because we cannot hear it too often. Because this is the message that brings us life." This is Paul's message for the Corinthian church this morning. You know, he started this letter, as we've heard over the past couple of weeks, he started this letter talking about the Spirit of God over and above the spirit of the world, and talking about true truth and trying to get them to think about these deep philosophical ideas. And now he comes to this point and says, you know what? None of that matters if you don't believe the gospel. If you've not allowed your belly to be filled with that base level of milk, you'll never be able to take in the solid food. And if you've ever tried to give an infant solid food, which I do not recommend, but I want to be very clear, I do not recommend that, but if you've ever tried to do that, you know that there are really only two things that can happen in that moment. Either the infant is going to spit it out and refuse it, or the infant's going to choke. Those are the only two possibilities. And so too, if we, as infants in Christ, try to take on solid food, it will only end badly. Now, many of us, no doubt, are sitting here this morning thinking, you know, I've been coming to church for years, perhaps even decades, and I'm not an infant in Christ anymore. Surely I'm ready for solid food. I don't need milk anymore. Let's move on to the real stuff. And I imagine the Corinthian church would probably join us in our cry. But Paul reminds us that if there is any quarreling or any jealousy among you, you are still of the flesh. That you are still an infant in Christ in need of milk. And it's not an insult. It's not putting down the Corinthian church. It's saying, go back to the basics. Let the love and grace of God fill your soul before you try to get into deeper territory. And this, dear sisters and brothers, this is where the rubber meets the road for me, because I've been doing faith my entire life. I don't remember a time in which I did not go to church, in which I did not exist in a world in which faith was a part of who I was. I've studied this stuff. I've practiced this stuff professionally. I went to school for years for this. I wrote entire papers about a single verse, even a single word of Scripture. I've led worship services. I've led Bible studies. I've baptized people into the faith. I have been scarfing down solid food for years. And yet there is still quarreling in me. I still want to be right. And more than just being right, I want to be right over and above someone else. There's still jealousy in me. I'm still jealous of pastors who have other gifts that I don't have. I'm still jealous of things and stuff that other people have that I wish I could have. This morning, I'm hearing Paul's words, and I'm convicted to be reminded that I, in many ways, am still an infant in Christ. That perhaps I've been putting on too much effort or too much importance on solid food, and maybe I need to go back to milk for a little while. And this is really the challenge for all of us this morning. To ask ourselves very honestly, are we getting enough milk in our diet? Or are we relying on solid food to be our sole source of nutrition? Because the danger of solid food is that if we take milk out of the equation, if we take that gospel message out of how we learn and process information about God, it very quickly begins to be about what we're doing to grow in faith. I went to that class. I learned this new thing. I read this new book or this part of Scripture. I went to this worship service or heard this sermon. When in fact, all of these are merely waterers and planters of our faith. It is God alone that brings growth. It is God alone through the work of the Spirit that allows our faith to flourish, to bloom, to blossom. And if we rely on solid food alone, there's only two things that can happen. We'll spit it out, or we'll end up choking again. Now, I'm guessing, putting myself in the best first century Corinthian mindset that I can, that the Corinthian church were not big fans of being told that they were infants in Christ. They probably didn't like hearing that they were only ready to handle milk. And perhaps many of you are in the same place, not really wanting to hear me say the same is true of us today. And I get that, because I don't really want to be told that I'm an infant either. I want to believe that I've moved past that, that I'm on to another thing, and yet I know that I need to be told the truth even when I don't want to hear it. So this morning, before you quarrel with me, before you choose to quarrel with Paul, hear these following words. and let them be a glass of milk for you. Jesus Christ was crucified, died, and is risen for you, to set you free from sin and to restore you to right relationship with God. Drink these words in. Let these words be nourishment for your soul. Because this is the gospel message for which we long. This is the only message that can bring us life. And if, after hearing this, you still disagree or have a concern with what I've said, then come talk to me. Because together, we can see how God will help us both to grow. God loves each of you, and I do too.